How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we'll meet an English sea rover who discovered gold in California 270 years before the days of 49. But first, a word from your announcer. He knows whereof he speaks. Now step with me behind the scenes to the deck of a large three-masted sailing ship in 1579. Standing near the weather rail of the high stern castle, the captain and one of his mates are discussing the voyage. "Captain," said the mate, "we've been sailing northward for 3 weeks now. Methinks that if we keep seeking this strait that will lead us back into the Atlantic and home to England, it'll be a long voyage and a cold one." The captain drew his coat closer about him. "Aye, it is getting colder day by day. But what would you have us do, turn southward and face the Spaniards who lie in wait for us at the straits?" The officer gazed into the distance where a point of land was showing on the starboard bow. "We can always head westward to the Moluccas and back to England by the Cape of Good Hope." The captain nodded. Perhaps his officer was right. They had been out from England a long time now, this gallant fighting crew of English privateers. Queen Elizabeth would be very pleased to receive the Spanish gold that lay below deck. It was hard-gotten gold, treasure that had cost many lives. The shoreline was becoming plainer now. The captain noted that they were passing just outside a large bay. "Shorten sail and make ready to anchor," he ordered. The ship sailed into the bay and anchored as near the shore as the captain deemed safe. A landing party went ashore. The sea rover was glad to put foot ashore after the long days at sea. It was a beautiful country with plenty of vegetation, not at all like the barren, uninhabited land far to the south. The Indians were friendly, and there were no signs that the Spaniards had landed anywhere along this part of the coast. Hunting parties were organized to secure food for the ship's larder. The territory abounded in deer and other game. It was upon one of the trips into the interior that the captain and his party noted the striking rock formations. One day they came upon a large showing of gold-bearing quartz, but they knew that they'd never be able to do anything about it. The Englishmen rested and visited with the Indians for a month. Then they provisioned their ship and prepared for another long voyage. The captain called a council of his officers and decided to give up the idea of seeking a northeast passage to the Atlantic, but to sail westward for home. Before he set sail, he formally took claim to the new land in the name of Queen Elizabeth, calling the place Nova Albion after his own countryside. Then, as part of the ceremony, he prepared a brass plate to be nailed to a large post. The plate was engraved with the name and image of the Queen, together with the date of discovery and the name of the commander of the party. A sixpence was also placed in a hole cut into the plate. The next day, the ship sailed out of the protecting lee of the bay into the teeth of a howling gale. Soon she was in distress, the wind ripping at her sails, her tall masts straining. But before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The captain put about and raced back for the shelter of the bay until the storm abated. After the minor damage had been repaired, the ship sailed westward again, finally circling the globe and reaching England safely. In 1938, the brass plate was found and is now in the possession of the University of California. So now we know why the large bay just north of the Golden Gate was named for Sir Francis Drake. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again Monday at the same time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production transcribed in Hollywood.